Fantastic. How's broadcasting in a gold jacket treating you?
Why don't they do that? There's a good question, Al.
Well, it's good. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been quite a week. So,
well, congratulations. I know not only from a radio perspective, but all you do in the community, you're truly appreciated, and I can't think of anybody more deserving of that honor. So, again, congratulations, and we appreciate everything that you do for the region.
Well, thanks, Casey. Appreciate that. And you've got plenty going on Main Street, do you not?
We do. So Start Your Own Business class starts this next Monday. There's still a couple of slots to sign up. So if you're interested in learning about starting a business, and this year there are some additional resources that come with the class, we encourage you to go to Emporia Main Street and sign up. Like I said, slots are limited, but this Monday, classes start. It's a Monday-Thursday night class, and you can get exposed to a variety of different resources and experts that can build your team to help you start a business. And there's a lot of successful businesses within the region that have taken that class and will attest to its effectiveness. Lots of other things that are coming up. Today we'll be announcing the entry portal for the second version of the Turnbull Foundation's facade grant. This happened last year. We had a $10,000 grant that went to a couple of different facade programs downtown. Of course, this is named for a longtime community advocate and Main Street supporter, Mike Turnbull. But we'll have information to apply for that grant that comes out today in our newsletter, and then will be posted on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com. There's also a rooms grant that portal will also be announced. It's a $50,000 grant for upper story redevelopment through Kansas Main Street. There's a variety of different criteria that you have to hit to apply for that grant, and you can contact Emporia Main Street for more details. So this is upper story housing redevelopment in downtown Emporia. And there's an Excel grant that is through the Fabrication Lab in conjunction with a variety of other fabrication labs and makerspaces in the Kansas Department of Commerce throughout the state. So if you've got a prototype in mind, if you've got a product that you want to develop, this Excel grant is to help fund that initial startup. So lots of different resources that are coming out. We'll have our next Mix and Mingle on October 24th at the Hornet's Nest. So this is for individuals that have been in the community for 3 years or less and want to get kind of integrated into Emporia, meet some new people, get supported by some of the different local agencies that have fun activities. And it's a great way to become part of the community and find your social group. So you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check that out. October 25th, we'll have Trick or Treat downtown, and we'll be supporting the Hispanics today and tomorrow's Dia de los Muertos celebration. So there's vendor registration, there's the parade, there's the trick or treat opportunities, and you can find out all that information online. November 8th, we'll have Freedom Fest and Fall Freedom Finds shopping event that's downtown. So Freedom Fest, a variety of different athletic opportunities, and it raises money for a variety of different veterans initiatives here locally. And then the shopping opportunity, you can support small businesses and find some finds for fall. Veterans banners will be going up later this month. So we're working with Emporia State University and the City of Emporia to get those veterans up. Banners up. We won't release the map until all the banners are up, but you'll be able to find that at EmporiaMainStreet.com, and then we're working on Small Business Saturday and carriage rides and late-night shopping and Quarter Mania and a ton of other things that you can find on our website.
And not too early to get signed up for the Great American Market next year, right?
Right. We
I noticed you got that ready on your website already.
Yeah, we've had a ton of people already sign up for that. So, yeah, if you wait till the week before, so I think this last year we technically sold out in like February. If you want to sign up now, that's a good idea.
It's not too early. That's exactly how that works. And also, what do you have a new help to finding out what's going on game day here? What's your game day buzz about?
Casey? So the game day buzz, obviously, Emporia State University has done a great job with their free ticket campaign, but there's a variety of different things that are going on with businesses that are in conjunction with games. So like Saturday, you can go to the football game, and then there's a variety of different discounts and other activities that are incorporated with our businesses in town. So you can check out the game, you can check out the things to do beforehand, afterwards, and all the goings-on in Emporia, because, as we say, only the boring are bored in Emporia, Kansas.
You got that right, Casey. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Casey.
Nice talking to you.
All right, Casey Wins, Executive Director of Emporia Main Street. Things are always hopping, always pumping.
Boy, aren't they? Yep.
Fast and furious, nonstop.
Yeah.
At Emporia Main Street.
Emporia is not a sleepy little town.
Not a Sleepy Hollow.
Not at all.
That is for sure. All right, KVOE Live and local. Yeah, Casey mentioned Freedom Fest, and that will be our primetime newsmaker this morning, as we will be touching on the Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open.
Yes, we will.
Freedom Fest coming up Saturday, November the 8th. It'll be here before we know it. But Steve Harmon and Jackie Morris will be with us this morning to preview Freedom Fest and the DD Freedom Fest Open. 6:53, good morning.
Our toilet had been running nonstop for like a month before I finally decided to try and fix it. I let it go for so long because honestly, I don't really know what I'm doing when it comes to fixing that stuff. When something needs repair, I tend to overthink it because I don't really know where to start. Turns out, all I needed was like a $3 part from the store down the street. All that worrying for nothing. When this paralysis by analysis keeps me from fixing our toilet, it's kind of a silly thing. But when it keeps me from approaching God, that's a bit more serious. You ever feel like you're so messed up that you don't really know where to start with your repairs? Or am I the only one that feels that way? Don't let that feeling keep you from God. He is waiting for you with open arms. This is Jordan Steinman with 12th Avenue Baptist Church. For What It's Worth.
For What It's Worth is brought to you by Pete Euler, your State Farm insurance agent in downtown Emporia.
Mr. Gardner, you say that the same 1,300 people voted for the winning city commissioners last time. Are you a conspiracy nut? All from the same megachurch in town? That's crazy. That's a violation of the Johnson Amendment, I believe. What can people do to stop this type of blatant corruption and bring about change in Emporia? They can write in Kenneth Gardner on the ballot November 4th? That sounds easy. I will do that. Thank you, Mr. Gardner. Paid for by Gardner for City Commissioner.
Hey, Hornet fans, it's time to rally Hornet Nation. Saturday, October 11th, Hornet football returns for our next home game at Welch Stadium. Get your tailgate on and get loud and fill the stands as Missouri Southern comes to town. Get your great reserve seats now at ESUHornets.com. And as always, GA tickets are free all season. And it's a special day for Little Hornets ages 2 through 12 with kid-friendly tailgate activities. Get your tickets and all the information at ESUHornets.com.
How you treat your car today will have a big impact on how your vehicle performs for you tomorrow. Routine maintenance has always been the key to keeping your vehicle running at its best, and Floyd's Incorporated can help. They can handle everything from minor oil changes to major engine repairs. And if you're ever in a fender bender, nobody does auto body repair better than the folks at Floyd's. Floyd's Incorporated, 1221 Industrial Road in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 6:55, and it is time for our first look at sports on a Wednesday. And with that, here's Alex Spinzagala.
Thank you, Ron. We start with college volleyball. Washburn controlled the match on the road against ESU from the first serve and swept aside Emporia State's 13-match winning streak, 25-22, 25-17, 25-17 at White Auditorium last night. The Lady Hornets struggled to slow down Washburn's attack in the first set, and it was out-hit 405 to 171 as ESU struggled to stay in system in the second with 11 attack errors while hitting minus .020 in the frame. ESU returns home Friday to host number 2 Nebraska Kearney. First serve is set for 6 p.m. For the first time in over 20 years, the Emporia Lady Spartans tennis team won the Centennial League Championship. And what a performance it was by Payne Chanley and Kinsley Hines. They won the league championship, earning first place in doubles. We'll have full results next hour. Emporia boys soccer, they had a really competitive match last night on the road at Wichita Trinity, falling to 2-1. The lone goal by Braden Seiler in that one. Emporia next travels to Pittsburgh on Friday. Wichita State freshman runner Mercy Jepkowicz is the American Conference Runner of the Week after a top 10 finish at the Chili Pepper Festival last week. From the KVOE Sports Desk, I'm Alex Benzagala.
Thank you, Alex. Alex back next hour with a detailed look at sports here at KVOE Live and local. Good morning. It is 6:57.
I'm Vicki Brooks, and I'd like you to join me on Saturday, October 18th at the Emporia Senior Center for the Sertoma Scholarship Breakfast. Proceeds benefit students at Emporia State University, ESU Nursing, and Flint Hills Technical College. Breakfast includes all-you-can-eat biscuits and gravy with eggs, sausage patty, and drink. Buy your tickets in advance for only $10 from any Sertoma member or by calling me at 341-2808. I hope to see you for the best breakfast in town on Saturday, October 18th.
Find out everything you need to know about the general election by going to the Vote 2025 KVOE Community National Bank and Trust information guide at kvoe.com. It's important that you exercise your right to vote and to do so as an informed voter. Get helpful facts about the candidates, voter registration, mail-in ballot processes, polling locations, and more. This very informative page will help citizens in Emporia and Lyon County prepare to vote in the general election. It's the Vote 2025 KVOE Community National Bank and Trust information guide at kvoe.com.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 6:58. There is that lunch bell. Our school lunch menu is brought to you by Citizens State Bank with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Citizens State Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And let's head to Logan Avenue School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Hello, my name is Andres. I am a fifth grader at Logan Avenue. Today is October 8th. Oh, for breakfast, we have pancake minis, fruit juice, and milk. For lunch, we have chicken fried steak, dinner roll, and Bosco sticks.
And that sounds pretty good. Citizens State Bank with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customer, bringing you the USD 253 school lunch menu. It is 6:59, breakfast quiz time, brought to you this morning by our very good friends at the Granada Coffee Company. Hot coffee, fresh cones, and great conversation 7 days a week. The Granada Coffee Company, 809 Commercial, serving great coffee to the Emporia community for over 20 years.
Good morning. Are you craving a warm, inviting atmosphere with a little